Mishnayos Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So, in continuation of the previous Mishnah, we had discussed this Korah, this beam. How wide does it have to be in order to be deemed a beam to be Machshir Mavoi? And we said that it's got to be wide enough to hold an Ariach, this brick. And we had discussed, does it have to physically hold the brick as well, or just be wide enough? And one opinion held, you know, it's got to be strong enough to hold the brick. Whereas if you just said, as long as it's wide enough to hold it, even if it can't hold it itself, you know, it's kosher to machshir the mavoi, to make it permitted to carry in it. So now we're going to continue in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So here we go. Haisa, if this beam was shalkash, made out of straw, or shalkanim, made out of reeds, then it can hold up a brick. Or, you know, so Ro'on Osa Ki'ilu Hisha Matacha. So Yehuda says, look at it as if it's like metal, and as if it's able to carry the brick, because Yehuda says he doesn't really care whether it can carry it or not, it's going to be permitted to use. Okay. Akuma, if it's, if the beam is bent, and it can't hold up a brick, or, so then Ro'on Osa Ki'ilu Hipshuta, we look at it as if it's straight, and he makes it kosher again, because who doesn't care whether he can hold it up or not? The other opinion, and the previous Mishnah held that it doesn't have to, it actually has to be able to hold up the brick. But Yehuda didn't care about it. So whether it's made out of straw or reeds, or whether it's, you know, bent, he looks at it as a perfectly strong metal straight, you know, beam to hold up this brick. What about a gula? If it's round, which is impossible to carry this brick on it because it's round. Roano, so we look at it as if it's going to be squared and it can hold up the brick. How much? How round does it have to be? So kol sheyesh b'hakefa, as long as this round beam has a circumference of shlosha tefachim, of three tefachim, three hand breaths, as if you were to take a string and wrap it around this round beam, it would come across the space of three tefachim. Then yesh baruch of tefach would have the width of a tefach, and therefore a beam that's got a circumference of three would have a tefach, would have a width of a tefach, and therefore it's kosher. They bring down here, they learn it from a pasuk and Malachim from Shlomo HaMelech, and they bring down actually the whole, you know, the yesod of pi. They write here pe yud. The osivan is the Greek word for pi, which is 3.14. That the idea is when you have this circumference of 3, it'll equal 1 of width. So here the Mishnah discusses pi. And that concludes Mishnah Hey. Moving right along to Mishnah Vav. After we've been discussing now the shiurim, the measurements for this korah, this beam, we had discussed there's another element that you can use to make a mavi kosher, and that was a lechi, a board. So now let's discuss, you know, the measurements of the board in Mishnah Vav. Licha yayin sha'amru, the lechis that we had mentioned, these boards that we had mentioned, that the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer had a machlokas in Mishnah Beis, where Rabbi Eliezer held you have to actually have two lechis, one on either side of the posts to the mavoi, to the alleyway, whereas the Chachamim held that no, all you need is one, and you can just put it by one of the sides, and it's enough. So let's discuss this. What is the height? So gavan asar tefachim. The height has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. Klomar. Shafilu ha'osa shnei l'chayayim. Even if you're going to go like Rabbi Eliezer, they have to have two lechis. You know, even according to him, still, b'kalmachim, it's enough that the lechi has at least a height of 10 tefachim, which is a shear of a minimum, a kashir gavu ha'mavi, which is the shear of the height of the mavoi, at least at a minimum. 10 tefachim makes it a wall. Right, we said that the only way to make it kosher is if it's at least 10 tefachim. So therefore, as long as this lechi is 10 tefachim tall, it makes the mavi kosher. Even if the lechi is taller than 10 tefachim, I'm sorry, even if the mavoi, the actual alleyway, is taller than 10 tefachim, and you have this lechi here that all it is 10 tefachim tall, it'll suffice to serve as a heker and be machshir the mavoi. Okay, so that's all on the height, minimum amount of 10 tefachim. What about the width? Berachvan, the width, ve'avyan, and the thickness of this lechi, of this board, is kol shehu, is even a minute amount. There's a number of different explanations on what this minute amount means. What is the kol shehu? So one pshat is like the chut of a sarbel, like the string of a sarbel, which is a type of garment that had thick cloth. that they used to wear in those days. So as thick as a string from this, sarbel. Afilu kechut hasarbel. Another pshat is that the chut hasarbel, this cloth, this string from this cloth, is the measurement of the thickness of a finger. So to give it this more of a, you know, a tangible kind of measurement. And then some say that no, even less than the thickness of a finger, even a mashu, a minute amount is enough. Nonetheless, whichever opinion you go with, it's going to be very, very small. You know, the width of this lachi. Rabbi Yossi says, Rachman shlosh tfachim. He says, no, the width's got to be three tfachim, which is three hand breaths. Why? Because since the lechi is purposed to serve as a machitza, so it's got to be something davar chashuv, and therefore it's not going to be kosher unless it's got the width of three tefachim. Now we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi; we go more in the lenient opinion that even a mashu is enough. And this concludes Mishnah Vav.